Does the shutdown have you nearing a meltdown?
I can't do this anymore, man. My head's about to explode.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
No,
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Stop pulling your hair out, because we're here to put a smile on your face and share our advice. It's every Arizona homeowner's best friend, Rosie on the House.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Welcome back to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House, where we commit 3 hours every single Saturday morning for the sole purpose of trying to lighten your load, put a smile on your face, reduce your worries and anxieties about anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. It's our goal every single day to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. It's our goal that every Arizona homeowner wouldn't even touch their house until they checked with Rosie on the House. If you need to check with us off the broadcast, go to rosieonthehouse.com. We are celebrating this month our 25th year on air. You know, every question we've ever been asked is posted at that website under the frequently asked question FAQ section of that website. Every question we've ever been asked. So the website is like an encyclopedia of home ownership. And it doesn't matter if you live in Flagstaff or Prescott Quad City area or Phoenix or Tucson or Sierra Vista, the answers are there and they apply to you. And don't let me forget Casa Grande. Boy, we've just recently built out a referral directory in Casa Grande, because we had so many homeowners in Casa Grande, in Eloy, in Florence, they would say, Rosie, I can't get your contractors to come down from Phoenix, and I can't get your Rosie certified contractors to come up from Tucson. So we had to build out a referral network. If you're in that middle area, know that we now have a referral directory just for you as well. So nothing's going to stop us. Nothing's going to shut down Rosie on the House. And especially now, we've got the good news. A report just came out this week that the Phoenix metro area is the third fastest real estate equity appraising metropolitan area in the entire country. And I know that's true for Tucson. I know that's true for Flag and the Quad City area as well. It's true Arizona-wide. You know why I know it's true? Matt, you want to know why it's true? Matt Lacko, Regional General Manager of Pella. You want to know why Rosie knows that's true?
I do.
Watch the Weather Channel. Did you see what got hit, what South Dakota got hit with?
Those blizzard-like conditions in that snow. I'm a Montana kid, so I
know. That's right.
I watch that
right
stuff
in your country. John, on the other side of the Weather Channel, have you seen what the Gulf Coast is getting hit with?
I have not.
Hurricane Karen.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a hurricane yet.
Tropical storm.
As a matter of fact, right. I think they downgraded it, but it may possibly interfere with a lot of the football games. And I mean, that's worth calling the National Emergency Act on, and just right there. I think if you just watch the Weather Channel, you will see Arizona has less of those weather-caused natural disasters. We have beautiful – who could deny today that we don't have one of the most beautiful climates in the entire country? So I'm bullish on Arizona real estate. When it was 60% below its peak, I was never more bullish on anything in my entire life. I want to tell you, I know a lot of you took advantage of it, and you are really looking like real estate geniuses right now, and as well you should. We're going to be talking about, with this equity returning back to the homeowners market in Arizona, we've got a lot of people. Jennifer was saying how the home show was so well attended last week. We're going to be down at the Saba Home Show in Tucson just a couple weeks. They're anticipating huge crowds there as well. People are now engaging in getting work done at their home that they just haven't done for years and years out of fear of where this economy was going to take us. And Now that the government shut down, your confidence should shoot sky high.
The longer it's down, the stock market jumped huge that first day. I won't mention that. We're not here talking that.
Well, we're here with Team Pella, with John, retail sales rep for the Pella stores here in Phoenix metro area, as well as Matt Lacko, the Mountain West regional general manager. And we've been talking windows for the past hour. We've had some folks that have been on hold for a little while that I want to get to. They've been very, very patient. Let's get to them, and then I want to come back to topic, okay?
Sounds good.
We'll start talking about the different glazing options, because, boy, that's where the snake oil in your industry really is.
Right.
Okay. Let's bring Bob in from Tucson. Bob, I so appreciate your patience. Thanks for holding. How can I help you, my friend?
I'll get right to it. Thank you. I have dry rot in a low-peaked roof. I weigh 147, and I had to make myself a crawlway to get across the joist. And the dry rot extends out towards where the roof joins the wall. And, of course, I can't get out there, so I need a contractor that has a pump that can force product up at a distance of maybe 50 feet, up 8 feet and out 50 feet. And then squirt into these difficult to get into areas. Do you have anybody you can recommend?
And what are you trying to get done on the other side?
I'm sorry, a cell phone rang. I missed
it.
What happened on the other side?
What are you're trying to pump this product to do what?
Well, the eaves under the roof,
okay,
are what are dry rotted.
Okay,
and so I need to be able to have basically like as if you were an exterminator with one of these extended wands, spraying product, you know, onto the wood.
Well, okay. Depending on how rotten the wood is, Bob, I don't know of a product that can restore the structural integrity of dry rot wood. If we have like a adobe home with some real vigas in it, we can inject a high strength epoxy into that, but it doesn't, and it lets us refinish the viga and make it look like it's wood.
That's a decorative though. Vigas aren't structural in 90% of modern.
Yeah, and if your roof
territorial homes
is to the point where you at 150 pounds are nervous about walking on, I don't know that we're going to be able to spray apply anything to it. So here's what I want you to do, Bob. I want you to call my friends at Castle Roofing, okay? They're the Rosie Certified Roofing Contractors in the Tucson area, as well as Lions Roofing. But call Castle Roofing and have them get out there and take a look at it. And they'll do this service call for you for free. Just tell them you and I talked on the radio, and you need someone to come actually take a look at this and recommend what the right solution is. Romy, do you have Castle's number?
749-4090.
There you go. Thanks. I appreciate that. Bob, appreciate the call. Good luck on that repair. And listen, if you're stumped for sure, like I say, we're going to be down there in 2 weeks doing the Saba Home Show, so I'd be happy to stop by as well and take a look at it. We could talk our way through what all your options are. Hey, I got an interesting email that just hit our website, like 15 minutes ago, and it's a listener that's listening up in northern Arizona in the Prescott area, and I know I like this guy already because his email address is Fly Fisher. So
what do you think he's he might have a hobby.
Yeah, so he's my kind of guy for sure. And, you know, he says he's comparing different brands of windows and trying to determine which one would make the best bet for him. And, you know, Fly Fisher, you're very, very lucky because we have a great Pella rep in the Prescott Quad City areas. Jeff Edwards at Triple E Contracting has an office right there on Iron Springs Road, and he's got the Pella showroom right there in his office. Fly Fisher, I wouldn't do anything unless you called Jeff. Romy, do you have Triple E's number?
778-3056.
And you were shaking your head no.
778-3056. That showroom is not
on Iron Springs?
No.
It was on Iron Springs, but
no.
It's not anymore.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. But call Jeff. He still has all the products. and can bring them by.
There you go. So, Fly Fisher, we appreciate that. That's another way you can communicate with Rosie on the House. He was just on the internet.
RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Log that into us. All right. Let's get back to our guests here, Team Pella, with John and Matt. I want to start talking about where all the confusion is about window shopping. And you can be pretty direct when it comes to the different window frame components. Aluminum, fiberglass, vinal, wood. What else? Is there anything else? Am I missing something?
I think you covered it.
But where the confusion, I think, really comes in, as far as the frames are concerned, the confusion there is all the false promises about what each one will or won't do. But then the glazing options. I mean, we've gone from single-pane clear glass to dual-pane, triple-pane, soft coat, hard coat, argon filled. I mean, wait, talk through what y'all's sun protection is.
Well, we have a dual pane and we have a triple pane glazing options with our product types. On our dual pane, basically you have your dual pane glass with a 5/8 inch stainless steel spacer in between, and you have two choices for your low E coating. We have what we call our Sun Defense, which is a low E 366, meaning that there are three coats of the low E on the window, and those are probably the best. That's your best option for Arizona weather.
It is.
It's great in the summer, and it's good enough in the winter for the valley and areas like this.
You know, we're going to take a little break. When we get back, I'm going to talk about, you know, do you actually go to the point of changing your glazing options depending on the lot orientation of the house, whether a window is facing direct south with no protection or a window is facing north with lots of protection?
You know, people do. Yes, just because of the slight difference in the tint of the low E coatings.